Well, No Barriers Foundation was initially founded by Johnny Lohrey from JT Lohrey. He's a qualified physiotherapist, has his own clinic, and he would have worked with Paralympics Ireland, and it went over to Rio, and kind of really noticed the importance of exercise and just for your general health and well-being. And he just looked to see then what kind of interest would there be, and set up a committee.
Is this now for people with certain disabilities or any disability?
It's for any disability, mm-hmm. any physical disability or mental disability, and it's very much about looking at inclusive sports and inclusive activities, that everybody should have the right to be able to do exercise, mm-hmm. Irrespective of disability or ability.
Mm-hmm. And it's all towards the purchase of a very sophisticated piece of equipment. Tell us about it.
Yeah, with a very pricey tag as well. So he started, there was a Positive Steps campaign, and that's what we're working on now at the minute, and it is to fundraise around the 160,000. So it's basically robotic exoskeleton, and it can be used with people with MS, with stroke, that have had a brain injury, and spinal cord injury. And I suppose that's where my special interest was, having a child that has a spinal cord injury. Basically, it allows the person to walk completely upright, have a standing hug, which is just something amazing, and just to be able to exercise and maybe even enhance recovery, which is what a lot of people would look for in the early stages of acquiring an injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you go into this?
You go into
piece of equipment,
it.
So, and then you can stand up and do exercises. Which you couldn't obviously do while sitting.
Yeah, so it'll increase your heart rate. It'll be good for your bones, the bone density, and just generally a well-being factor. And mm-hmm. it's very beneficial.
Your daughter, you said, has an injury. What happened?
Yeah, well, Noreen had a car accident when she was 4. She's now 13. And just very active, and has really got on with it. But there's a lot of people acquiring new injuries every day, and it's mm-hmm. just great to be able to fundraise and have this equipment available in our own area that other people can use and not have to head off to the States to try different things, or Zurich. And we would have done a lot of that in the early days. And this is just a great opportunity to put the money back into Donegal and have the equipment here for other people that are newly injured or acquiring injuries.
And where is that equipment held at the moment?
Well, there would be a few. Mark Pollock, I don't know if you have heard of him. He would have the Mark Pollock Trust, and he mm-hmm. at the minute he would have his own. There's a few people within Ireland that would have them, but usually through the Jockey Club, and they're not necessarily something that somebody has just themselves.
Okay.
There is a clinic in Cork as well, and that would be the closest that would have it for private use.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you're fundraising, is this money going to an overall body called the No Barriers?
It is, but the idea is that the money all goes back into here, in Donegal. So the idea is to fundraise specifically for this piece of equipment, mm-hmm. and that it will be used for everybody in the Donegal. It might extend to Derry, Sligo, but it will be kept within the Northwest, and it's basically dependent on level of need. We're hoping that it will also not be in one clinic in particular, that it could be within the Inishowen area, the Kelly Beggs area, and just that people wouldn't necessarily have to travel to come and use it.
It would go to the people rather than the people coming to it.
It would go to it along with the physiotherapist or the qualified person that's able to actually to use it. Yeah.
So you're trying to fundraise big day Saturday at Aura Leisure Centre. Tell us about it.
Well, the initial idea started from attending Come Try Me events through the Donegal Sports Partnership. So every October, really, they would have these events where they do wheelchair basketball, hurling, mm-hmm. and looking at disability sports. We set up a little subcommittee, and we have organised through the GAA, the FAI, the Disability Sports Northern Ireland, and the Three Rivers Badminton Club, mm-hmm. To have disability sports, but within the what would you call it, just the courts within the inside the Oral Leisure Centre.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they're all giving freely of their time, and it's great. We will make use of the track as well, and we're going to have a fun walk then afterwards on the track. And I suppose a lot of kids with disabilities and other people with disabilities don't necessarily get the chance to do fun walks, because it's usually a full 5K and you're never really sure about what the area is going to be like.
What the surface is like as well.
That's
an important factor.
So with the track, people can just basically go their own distance and they're assured that they'll be fully accessible and something that they'll be able to do.
So do you want people that have disabilities to come there, but you also want let's call them people with no disabilities to feel what it's like maybe to sit in a wheelchair and try and play a particular sport?
That's the idea, and you've hit the nail on the head. Because I think it's even a nice opportunity for family members, say if there is a child that has a disability, to come in and play the sport, but also for the mum and dad to jump into the chair and give it a go. Also for any other kids or adults to come and try the different activities. Yeah, it's very much inclusive activities. So the football through the FAI, Shane Barr would be involved in that, is very much, it's Football for All is the programme that they run. So it's irrespective of disability or ability.
What about age? Is age a factor?
Not at all.
No.
We were saying all ages, all abilities. And
So it's an opportunity, maybe people that haven't heard of the sports partnership through Therese Lafferty, maybe that they can come to this and then maybe get involved with Therese and so on. So working together.
That's the hope. Yeah.
What time is it on at?
It's on at 2 o'clock. The registration would start now at 1 o'clock, because I suppose we need to know how many people will be interested in what events to try to give everybody
get
a
teams
chance.
And so on.
Yeah, and then so from 2 to 4 are the sports activities. So the wheelchair hurling, the basketball, the boccia, and the football for all, and then the fun. There's an exoskeleton demonstration.
Is
so
there?
Jerry McCabe has one of his own. He lives down the country. It might be Roscommon. And he's coming up with his own, and he's going to do a demonstration on actually how it works.
Oh.
And we'll probably start off the lap around the Aura with it. So that's at 4:30. And then 5 o'clock, the fun walk starts. So if people don't want to come for the whole event, they can maybe just come for the fun walk, or whatever way it works best for people.
So perhaps even in the soccer or Gaelic or any other sport, you could be on a team with a big star?
You could be. Yes.
Which would be nice for people.
That would be just lovely.
Fantastic. So great work being done by yourself and Johnny Lowry. How did you get together?
Johnny would have worked in, I work in the rehab unit as an occupational therapist, and Johnny would have worked there for a short period of time. I asked him then if he would work with my daughter, because he just had such an interest and about making changes in people's lives. So I suppose it kind of started there, and we just kind of had the same ideas of trying to make things better.
Well, Sonia, pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Hope it goes well, and I'm sure it will. And, we're calling the North West to get along to the Aura Leisure Centre next Saturday, 2 o'clock or maybe 1 o'clock for registration and take it from there.
Yeah. I'm just thinking there was actually one other person that is coming is a skateboarder.
Yes.
So even if you don't have an interest in other sports, there's he would be a world champion that would be coming, and he also has a UFC belt with him. So if people wanted to come and have a photo opportunity.
Speak nicely to him in case he would turn on you.
So he said it was donated to him. It isn't actually his own, but he'll be taking it anyway for people to have a look and see.
Will he be demonstrating?
He's going to be doing a demonstration as well.
So
from early registration on until about 3 o'clock.
Oh, great.
And just generally adding to the good vibe of the event, hopefully.
Lovely. Yeah.